This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. Relatives have identified the last person still missing after the Marshall Fire ripped through Boulder County last month. The family of 91-year-old Nadine Turnbull says she lived at a home on the outskirts of Superior. Authorities have not officially announced Turnbull's identity, but the Associated Press reports investigators searched for remains near the site of her destroyed home. One other person died in the fire, 69-year-old Robert Sharp, who was last seen trying to protect his house from the flames. Yesterday, a racial justice group in Grand Junction held its annual march to honor Martin Luther King Jr. CPR's Stina Sieg was there.
A crowd downtown listened as speakers talked about King's legacy, and mayors from Mesa County's largest communities read proclamations honoring him. Organizer David Combs was clear. This was not a celebration, but a commemoration. Combs says the King family has asked there be no King celebrations until voting rights legislation is passed in Congress.
You don't have to be an African American to understand what it's like to have your right to vote curtailed.
Combs asked the crowd to contact politicians about passing voting rights bills and encourage them to vote. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
This is the week that state agencies give lawmakers updates on what's going on with their agency and any looming challenges. It's a chance for lawmakers, who will decide on new policies in education, healthcare, transportation, and more, to ask questions about funding and other programs. This is CPR News and KRCC.